Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We are taking calls today, and we actually have a caller in the queue right now, so we're going to be getting to that call shortly. First, 914-338-0164 is the number to call us. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, and we invite our callers and listeners to join us on our Facebook page, and you may find that via our Blog Talk Radio homepage, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And there is a Twitter link as well. You may find that on our homepage also. Okay, again, 914-338-0164 is the call in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we have a caller that's been waiting, as I mentioned, 920. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Penny.
Hi, Penny.
Hi.
Okay. Penny, where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. Yes. What's going on?
I have a new job starting in 2 weeks, just shy of 2 weeks, and I'm wondering if you see anything about that or if you see anything as far as a long-term relationship coming.
So you're asking about a job or a relationship?
Yeah, either or.
Okay, so a new job, but you do have the job. You just don't have a relationship currently?
Correct, yep.
Or long-term?
The job would be, yeah, I'm not in a relationship right now. I was saying I'm not in a relationship right now, and I did accept the position, but it doesn't start until 2 weeks from yesterday, actually. So.
2 weeks from yesterday, 2 weeks, essentially. What's your birth date?
September 1st of 82.
1982, 10, 20. She's a 30 equals 3. Okay. Have we spoken with you before, Penny?
I might have called a long time ago.
I can't remember. Well, it's possible that when we spoke, we may have discussed your birth date code a little bit, but do you remember that at all?
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
Well, your karmic master number 30 equals 3. And so in 2012, 2013, there would have been a change in your life. So if you can remember what happened in 2012 and 2013.
I went through a divorce.
Okay.
That's
so it was a change in your relationship.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah, it was pretty significant.
Well, yeah, I mean, divorce, it was how long did the marriage last?
5 years we were married together for about 7.
Yeah, I wrote down 5, as you were saying, 5. 5, so it was 5-year marriage, but together 7, which is about 2 cycles, over 2 cycles of your master number that you were with your husband. Okay, but you're wondering about a relationship in the current job that you have coming up that you took. And you're currently working?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Penny, let's just vaguely, now what I'm about to express isn't like an actual picture, but it may be a vague representation of something coming. So don't worry about the immediate visual energy. but I'm seeing this man with a mustache, and it seems like he took library science or he had something to do with the library or research. I don't know who that person is yet. I'm just saying that it's popping up in the visual. So take note of that. It might apply to something that you're familiar with or maybe something forthcoming. Did you go to university or do you have a degree?
No, I do not. I took an accelerated course, but nothing. I didn't get to go to college or anything like that.
Accelerated course. Is the job in some kind of office situation?
It's in healthcare.
It's in healthcare, but what type of, are you on the healthcare end or are you on the administration end?
More on the healthcare end. It's kind of working with the patients and surgery area.
So are you, what are you doing in the, I mean, what is your job?
I will be a GI tech.
A GI tech.
The doctor. Yep. Endoscopy technician.
The doctors in the
testing.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's actually, you are in the, helping the doctors like clean the instruments and doing all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yep.
So if you're
doing biopsies and things like that. I'm helping them with that.
Okay.
So I'm the right-hand man during the procedures.
I think you'll be fine there. I'm not concerned about that. You got the job in 2 weeks. I think the job should go fine unless, you have the personality problems in you and that conflicts with your performance level. But do you have any problems emotionally or do you get in conflicts at work or do you basically do your job and you're really diligent and you're on task?
I bet she's the latter.
I'm very diligent. Yep, the latter. Very much the latter.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about your job. You got a job coming. That's fine. The fellow that I see coming in might be a coworker or somebody in the medical field, but they would have something to do with records or
maybe that's why I
got something. Maybe they're a lab technician, something along that line. Right now we're on the premise that it might be somebody in the medical field that would have to do with research or some kind of paperwork, but not necessarily just a clerk.
So what do you do GI tech now at just a different facility or?
Yes.
What is your?
Yep. Same thing. I'm just switching companies because there's been some stuff going on there for a long time that was never getting resolved. I wasn't getting paid appropriately. So this place was offering more and no more calls. So it seems like a good fit. I think it'll be a good fit. I hope it's a good fit.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be able to get a job that you're paid the proper amount, for sure.
Correct.
I think it'll probably be a good fit. I mean, I'm not concerned about the fit. You got a job, you're starting 2 weeks. Unless something, we're missing something, I wouldn't right now worry about the job. As long as you're doing your work and you're doing it well, if there are complications, I wouldn't react to rapidly to them. Just let things sort of ride through and initiate yourself into the situation and just do your job. You should be fine there. The romantic thing, I don't know. The image of a mustache, not that this guy will have one, but does an image of a mustache in a man have any application or implication to your life up to this point in time?
Not really. I guess I'm indifferent to it.
Have you ever known anyone with a mustache? Let's go there.
My dad did when I was a little kid growing up.
Is your dad alive?
Yes.
Do you have a good relationship with him?
Yeah, I guess as good as it can be, yeah.
Are they divorced?
No, they're still together.
Okay, you don't have an enthusiastic note about your father. Are you closer to your mother?
Yes, definitely.
Hello? Penny?
Yeah. Yes. Yep, I'm definitely closer to my mother.
So you cut out actually for a few minutes.
Yeah, what did you say about your mother?
Oh, I was agreeing, yes. I'm much closer to her than him.
Okay, and what does your father do, occupation?
They are both self-employed. They work together, but they're looking at retiring now. So they do landscaping,
though. They do landscaping.
Okay. Well, the fact that your father had a mustache when you were younger implies that the man you're going to forthcoming and meet could become very important to you.
Now, Penny, I have no question that I want to ask. Do you have a mustache?
No.
No. No, I do not.
I'm sorry. It was really cheap.
That's okay.
No. Apologize.
The reason she asked is because Kristen has a mustache.
Neil really, really loves women with mustaches.
And I shave my body head to foot, so we're not a couple. But we get along. So I think there's something to do. I don't know. I'm just seeing a dark-haired man with a mustache. I'm kind of thinking, okay, maybe that's the representation of your father. We go to your father. It doesn't matter if you're close or not, but it means that he was your father. So I'm taking that note of intensity and applying it to the fact that this guy coming in, you're asking about romance, can become a permanent fixture in your life. You can hang him from the ceiling if you want. But that's what we think, you know. I mean, there's not a solid projection yet. There's a kind of psychic developing photograph.
A developing psychic photograph.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be. Do you have a daughter?
No, I do not.
Do you have any children?
No,
I didn't think
you don't.
She had
do you
children.
Have any siblings where you're an aunt?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a daughter?
And my brother. Yes.
Do they have a daughter? Do they have a daughter?
Yes, they both each have one.
Were you close to that daughter?
My sister's daughter. Yes, I'm closer to her. The other one is still quite young.
All right. So that's why I'm seeing a daughter with you. It's the niece. It doesn't matter. It helps to. And it's really weird. And then I'll let Kristen apply something. But this is a weird. This is weird, Penny. I'm seeing around you French toast. You know, breakfast, French toast, International House of Pancakes. I don't know what I'm looking at here. But let's just. For fun, what is your attitude about breakfast, French toast?
Or International House of Pancakes.
Well, I don't
this
know
is
if
a crazy
this is
show.
But I just...
what, say that again?
It is. I was going to say, I don't know if this is anything related, but I just made breakfast, and my mom and I were talking about French toast a couple days ago, actually.
Yes.
Oh, then that
would be it.
That's it. That's you know, this is crazy, right? But that's the validation. Who knows why? I don't.
It's a validation to explain to her why the validation is coming in. It's just to ensure that what we've told you today is accurate.
Yeah.
So, you know, it fits.
I mean, if we went across the state of Wisconsin
and
asked
everybody
how many
about French toast,
we're talking to their mothers at breakfast about French toast, you probably could fit them all in your apartment, in your home, or wherever you live.
But
so I don't, you know, it's a validation, Penny.
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll make them French.
You don't know what you think about International House of Pancakes. You always want to go to that place because you're tempted by the ads they send in the mail, but I'm kind of an anti chain.
Well, they used to make really good pancakes.
They used to be good. I think they've declined, but who knows? We could try them out, I guess. It's not.
Penny, are you interested in joining a cooking show with us?
I'm a terrible cook, but I'd be happy to sample.
Maybe you can host. I'll cook. Neil and you can host. We're not going to let either one of you in the kitchen then.
So how are we doing so far? Your job is going to go good. And we've got this guy maybe coming in.
Maybe he's in the office field because I was feeling office, which was not right about her, but you thought maybe with him.
As a quickie reading, you know, we got some things in there. You have a niece. Was there anything else?
Yeah, we've got some other callers. Anything else before we close, Penny?
No, that's all I really was curious about at this point. So thank you so much.
Okay, well, we wish
you guys.
We wish you luck in your new job and keep in touch with us. Keep
thank
in touch
you.
With us. You can join our pages. We would love it if you did. And definitely let us know what happens with the job and with the romance.
I certainly will. Thank you guys very
okay.
much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Penny. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 917 and 417 are in the queue. In the queue. Hi. 917 is on the air. That's you. I love it when this happens. Do you hear us, 917? I think.
I think we've got a penguin on there.
What is
that?
Someone's in the kitchen or something. Okay. 417, hi.
Hello. Today.
We just, are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm sorry. I was playing with my phone.
Oh, okay. Hi. What's your name?
My name is Linda. And so how are you guys today?
Doing fine. L-I-N-D-A. Thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. Good. Thank you. So, do you guys just want to tell me what's coming up, or do you want me just to ask a question?
Well, what's the question?
I have a question. What kind of games do you play with your phone? You said you were playing with your phone.
She was putting it on speaker or taking it off speaker.
I was, yeah. But I do play on my phone. Yes, I do.
What games do you play on your phone? What's your favorite phone game?
Oh, God. I play Coin Master, which is.
Coin Master. I don't know that one. I play Scrabble. I'm a Scrabble fan.
The only thing I do is pay on my phone. I don't play on it.
Oh, that's
pay
true.
On
your phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, pay on your phone.
I never heard of playing on your phone. I don't
know
what that means.
She was, you know, fiddling with the dials or, you know, adjusting the speakerphone. But there are a lot of games on iPhone. Neil doesn't have an iPhone.
I'm used to
play Scrabble. Oops, on my phone. I'm breaking my phone right now.
You know, the old-fashioned phone. Okay, Linda, what's your birthday?
What's your birthday?
Well,
then where are you calling from?
I currently live in Florida right now. My birthday is June 3rd, 69.
Okay.
And just to see what 2020 brings, you know, for moving, jobs, whatever.
Are you thinking of moving out of state, or are you thinking of moving within Florida?
That I don't know. It would have to be with my husband's job. I know he's applying at a bunch of places. So
what's his birthday, Linda?
February 27, 67.
1967. She's a 34-7. Did I add that up right?
So is he.
Really? Huh. A match made in heaven. So you're both 34-7s. So you're wondering what's coming up as far as a move with your husband because of your husband's job. And
yeah, let's start there.
Okay. And what else is coming up for the year? Do you stay at home or do you work part time?
Right now I'm at home.
You're at home?
Yeah. I'm trying to possibly do some business at home.
Oh, like a but this is your area. I just looked up your area code, by the way. So you're from a different state. I looked it up because I wasn't thinking 417 was from Florida. That's like Missouri.
No, yes, it is. I still have it. So, but I'm originally from Canada. But that's
interesting.
That's going many years, yes. So.
Okay. We have a listener currently that is from Canada. She's in the queue right now listening. She's a regular caller. So what part of Canada are you from?
Cool.
Yeah.
Alberta, Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay.
West part. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the
pretty
middle.
Cool.
Okay, anyway, yeah. So job, your husband's job.
Uh-huh.
A move.
You know, Linda, did your sounds like you have like 20 hunting dogs in there.
I know. I got to go back in there and tell them. They're just really big.
And I can tell. They don't sound like Pekingese. But,
no.
You know, your husband.
No Chihuahua.
Yeah, no.
Uh-huh.
So was there any family connection in any way, shape, or form throughout your lifetime with automobiles, cars, gasoline, oil, anything like that, first of all?
My husband's truck, he drove a truck for
that
a
would
long
be,
time.
That would be.
For what purpose? What did he do with the truck?
Oh, yeah.
He drive.
Like for
long haul.
Employment. For employment.
Yeah.
But what kind of truck?
Long
I mean,
haul.
What was the nature of his work?
Just driving, like the big rigs.
Like
driving
a semi.
From one state to another to deliver stuff.
Oh.
Oh, that would be
okay,
it,
that's
then.
It. That's where it's going. I have a feeling right now the vibe is you're going to be moving soon.
Okay.
I mean, that's the vibe right now. I don't know. It might be wrong. But
that I will be
I'm,
moving soon?
That you're going to prepare for a possible move. Now, that's
okay.
Different from saying... I don't know if you're really going to move, but I would say psychically to start preparing for the thought of moving.
Okay.
Is there any indication that a move might be imminent?
A lot of the jobs require him moving that he's applied. So there's some overseas.
Is he? Hmm? He's not driving anymore, obviously. This is
no.
The previous job.
No. Yeah,
he's actually coming up on his 54th year, so he's going to be going through a change. He'll be in his what is it ninth cycle?
No, I won't be going through it.
Yeah, 54 years old is
56.
Did I do that wrong? Oh, 55. He's having a change though from his 30 from his master number
from
34 because it's not divisible.
What kind of work does he do now?
He's actually a police officer in the military.
A military
in the military,
officer?
So he could be stationed somewhere else, you mean?
Well, he's not in the military himself. He works for the military as a police officer. So he's a civilian police officer.
So why would he be, why would that require a move? Does he not like the department he's in or the state?
Well, you still want to be advanced, have an advancement. So he wants to move up in ranks and pay and so on, so that's why the move. So he just applied different states, different
the move may not come until May.
Okay.
And so the idea of a move may not come until May. And
it may come in May.
Yeah,
May.
Yeah. So that might apply there. Did he ever suffer any accident to his arm or his leg, any scars, any bones broken, anything like that?
Yeah. He has.
What was it?
I know he's had several knee surgeries. His shoulder bothers him. He's had like a pinched nerve in his shoulder. So there's several military injuries.
Okay, well we're going on psychic vibration, not logic vibration. So that helps to suggest that maybe a move, maybe Linda, maybe a move in May. There is a strong R sound, like a Roger or a Robert. I don't know who this guy is.
Do you have children?
Anybody you know by that
yes.
name?
I have a son that we call Robbie.
Well, yeah.
Okay, there it is.
Do you have three children?
Yes, I do.
Hey, we're pretty good.
Hey, we should get our own show.
You should follow us.
I do. I do.
Oh,
do
good.
You? You do follow
well,
us?
On the whatchamacallit, on Blog Talk.
Oh, follow us on Facebook. I mean, Blog Talk is great, but we have no way of connecting with our followers on Blog Talk. The platform is really poor as far as being able to see who people are. It's this tiny little thumbnail photo of and there's no history. So we like to get to know our callers a little bit. So
yeah, we actually
follow us on Facebook.
Out people
okay.
So,
I think I do.
Well, you know what? Reach out to us by email on Facebook and just let us know who you are so we can actually see who you are and know, because sometimes people follow us. We had a woman, one of our regular callers, Lucy, was on our Facebook for years and we didn't know it. And we're saying, why don't you follow us? She said, I do follow you. I'm your friend. So, yeah, we like to know.
That was amazing. That was Lucille Ball, you know, from the other side. Very impressed. So anyways, we got maybe a move in May, and we're making some connections, like the truck thing and the surgery and Robbie. So we've got some zones going in there. There's somebody in the line of your family history was a teacher. Were there any teachers?
Yes, your dog. That's her dog.
Yes, my cousin. One of my cousins was a teacher.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've got some validation for you.
I just have a question about the military and being a police officer. I don't really understand how that works. So he's in the military, but he's a civilian police officer. Explain that.
There's civilian people that work in the military areas. So there's civilian and there's actually military. But he works for the Department of Defense.
Oh.
But he's a police officer in there. But it's on a military base.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. Well, we made some good hits here, and that might lead to your answer about moving or a job. We're thinking maybe around May, but we're basing it on some of these validations. So we're not sure yet, but we've got some credible validations, and that might help you out a bit.
Not only were they credible, but they were incredible.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Linda. No, I'm teasing.
So you don't see kind of like an area where we would be? What, a state or country or?
I'm not. I mean, it could be overseas. It possibly could be overseas.
Is Europe a possibility?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't know yet, but there's a vibe that's coming up possibly about that. Real quick, before we go to the next caller, what happened in when you were 34 years old?
Oh, 2003. I had my youngest son.
Okay.
And we bought a house.
So perfect.
Okay, so we got some
positive changes
there.
In 2003, which is always good at the karmic turnover.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, if I were in your shoes, I'd sort of think about preparing for a move in May, possibly overseas, the idea of the move may come, but and then you don't move. I don't know, but something around May.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay. Well, I'll just keep my eyes and ears open and see what happens.
Okay.
Please just shoot us an email and let us know who you are so that we know who you are. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
I appreciate
Linda.
It. Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's try to bring 917 on again. Hello?
Hello, guys.
Hi, we brought you on earlier, but we just heard, I don't know, you sound like you're in your kitchen or I don't know what you were doing, but you didn't hear us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. How are you guys doing? I am wondering about something. My name is Melissa. I was working somewhere. I had a couple of conflicts with my coworkers. I felt like they were acting a little bit bizarre. It was a new position. Within the system, now my supervisor decided to take a break and put me in another unit, but I don't really feel like comfortable with the new schedule and everything, and I feel off. Do you see me going back to the other unit when this is over at all?
Okay, let's get your, where are you calling from? Is this New York area code?
New Jersey.
I'm sorry?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, New Jersey. And what's your birthday, Melissa?
It's January
25, 1978. 1978. Okay. 33, 6. And okay, so just real quick, you're 33, 6. Have we talked to you before?
I've called in the show.
Okay. 2011, you would have had a change. What happened in 2011 when you were 33 years old?
Not sure. Don't remember.
It's not that good. Okay. Well, if you can think about that between the time now and the next time you call.
Especially if you did
back.
Any kind of traveling. Especially if you did any kind of traveling.
I mean, I always travel.
Oh, you travel a lot?
Yeah, I always travel. Like, I travel at least, like, once or twice a year.
Okay, so
and, you know, when I travel, it's not easy. The people, places, and things, it's challenging, so.
Okay, so we're picking up something about you traveling, and you're validating that. Incidentally, it's common, but have you been to Hawaii? Did you have any troubles in Hawaii or anything?
Why, what?
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
No, I have not.
No, you haven't. Do you plan to go or do you want to go?
No, I'm not planning to go. I'm curious about it, but I do like their rituals that they have, like the spiritual rituals. It's definitely something that I like about that culture.
Oh, okay. Do you study culture? Do you like rituals and tribes and customs?
Yeah,
and things
yeah. Like that? Yeah, I do. Yes.
Hmm. Well, maybe from the traveling and the idea of Hawaii and customs and things like this, maybe that's part of the picking up on your energy kind of reading.
Yeah, sure.
Did you ever curtail a degree? Did you go for a degree and then drop out before you actually achieved it?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're picking up on that. And, okay, so we got a little basis for what the angle of our energy is today with you. But you can ask us any questions.
She did ask already.
What was the question?
She's asking about a move she had to a different department. The supervisor, you don't like the schedule. It's a different, what did you say? You didn't say department, but... unit.
It's different. Yeah, different altogether. Everything feels different. I'm not sure if I like it. It's less independent. I'm working more with people as opposed to having my own schedule, my own thing. It's not, I just don't think it's going to work for me. I just don't feel.
Is there a job title change that you underwent, or is this the same job title with completely different circumstances?
It's not a different job title, even. It's just a different job change, but the workload is different, definitely. It feels like a whole other job. It feels like a different job.
So what kind of work do you do, just for the brevity of time?
I'm a doctor.
You're a physician. And you have, it's I guess it's a little bit shocking that someone who's a physician has, you know, you're so subject to, you have little control over your own your job. You would think as a physician there would be more, you would have more
well, let's briefly go power. Let's briefly just examine for 1 minute that when you dropped out before you received a degree, what was that? Can you give us some highlight about that?
About what? My degree?
About
when you dropped
when
out.
When you dropped out curtailing the
No, that was my law degree.
That was
out.
Your law degree.
Oh.
But you obviously have several degrees because you're a physician. So you dropped, you were going to become a lawyer, but you decided to become a doctor instead.
Yes.
Okay, so what's happening, Melissa, when we look at tribes?
I'm wondering if I'm going to go back to the emergency unit where I used to work.
Okay, wait. So let Neil explain something. Go ahead.
When we're looking at tribes and your interest in that, we're also looking at the tribal concept of where you work, because where you work and the different departments, picture it as different tribal energies with people and competition and things like that. Do I think personally, are you going back to emergency? Personally, I think you are. I think there's some reason why you got shipwrecked in this other department, so to speak, and you're envisioning being on in this tribal zone, but your essence, I think, will be back in emergency, where there's a different climate, a different composition, tension, emergency. I think you're going to be going back there. But there seems to be a male doctor that is going to befriend you or support you. But there seems
there are some people there that were very supportive. I mean, I formed in a short amount of time good bonds with people there, but there was other staff that were just acting bizarre, like saying things like, just because I was new there, just saying weird things to me, and I reported that to my supervisor, and then that became like quote-unquote conflict. But it had really nothing to do with like me creating conflict, but more like them, like
I have another question.
The new people not understanding like my background in work.
Can you just give us some information about what type of conflict?
What comment did they make?
Or what they were saying?
Oh, just saying things like "shut up," just things like that, or "that's not appropriate here," blah blah. Just weird things, just things that are just not appropriate to say.
My other quick question is regarding the department. So you said that you haven't really changed jobs,
right?
But you talked about going back to emergency. So were you in emergency department quite a while ago, and
no,
you liked it there?
Like for a month, I was there.
So there was a change in the department that you worked in, but no change in title.
Right.
A change in the department. So what department are you now? Are you working in a hospital? I mean, emergency,
like,
obviously.
Another place in the system.
In the system, or are you working like at a doctor's office?
It doesn't really, no, not in a doctor's office. No, I don't want to give too much details for confidentiality.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well,
that's understandable.
And the nature, are you, you're a physician, you're an MD. What, can you tell us just
MD.
More specifically? MD. Okay. I think you're going to, you know, what's probably going to happen maybe is that you'll go back. I don't know what the conflict is, but you call it a psychic show. And if you got dislocated, so to speak, if you got pulled to another department, I think this has to do with a tribal kind of journey you're on. The likelihood of those supporting doctors or medical staff that like you will probably bring you back in and overwhelm whatever opposition there is contrary to your rapport and connection to that department. So I think you'll probably go back. If I were you, I would get some connection with your supporters and find out if they can, you know, expedite your reentry back into that. It seems like a temporary leave. And I think it's, I'll tell you the truth, I think it's getting intermingled with a past life journey where you were in a past life exposition, in diverse cultures, and you have different energies that occurred at that time. They morph and reappear in this medical field. So who knows, you could have been a traveling missionary going to different cultures. You know, something along that line, if we get into that kind of element.
That makes sense. It feels like that because I've been moved from one place to another place, and I was okay with that move and that change. But for some reason, this change doesn't feel right, doesn't feel good, you know.
It's karma. You got pulled karma. Were there any religious figures in your family background, anybody involved in any kind of church
religious
work?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know, but there's just some different mix.
Yeah, okay.
No, but I mean, was there someone who was like a priest or a or
missionary
a
or anything?
Missionary or someone who did a lot of service for the church?
No.
That's
well, I think if we get to your core center, there were some past life missionary.
I'm wondering do you mind, Melissa? I don't know if I'm probing too much, but what's your ethnic background? Thank you.
No, I do mind. It's too much information.
Okay.
Well, that kind of settles your question. Are you going back?
Thank you.
You kind of think you are. So, but I would advise you to talk to your supporters. Especially, there seems to be two male doctors or one male doctor that would be to your advantage. If that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it could be. Yes, it does. I think she's
okay.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye. And Melissa can follow us. We hope that she does. You know, in any field, there's bureaucracy, but. You think that people that have, you would think that a doctor would have more say so in, you know, where they land in a system. But I, you know, obviously there's the administration and they work for,
They don't have as much power as you think.
No, yeah. Obviously not. Okay, 757 is the next caller. I guess if you practice independently, that you can have more autonomy. But if you're working for, a healthcare group, then you have less. 757.
Hello, how are you guys?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I called in it's been a while. My name is Deanna, and I was calling to just see what you guys felt about my relationship. A lot of devastating things have happened.
Oh no. How do you spell your name? Diana or Diana? A-double-N-A.
D-I-O-N-A.
Oh, D-I-O-N-A. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your birth date?
10-21-81, October 21st, 81.
1981. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're talking about devastating things going on in a relationship, and, you know, the first thing that's apparent in your energy field, your birth date code, is that you've got some 11s going on both in your first and third and first and last numbers, but 14, 24, 6. 23-5. Yeah. Is her master?
I should have asked if me and him is going to make it, or if he's going to, if I'm going to be disappointed again.
You can ask whatever you want, so you can change your question. Yeah. But we can address everything that's under the heading of relationship and what you're asking. Do you have the gentleman in question's birth date?
11-02-81.
Don't add a zero where you don't have to.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But
11-2-81,
because when you multiply by zero, then you get zero. So you don't want to put a zero there.
Yeah.
And you guys are the same.
Okay.
And he's got an 11 as well. So, and there's a strong karmic connection between the two
big
of you. Major. 4-14-23-5. Okay. So 23 years old, do you remember what happened at that point? That would have been 2004.
I had a baby.
Okay. Different father. I mean, not this gentleman.
No. No, it's the same. I'm a high school sweetheart, so yes, same father.
Oh, it is the same person.
I mean, he's the father. Mm-hmm.
He is the father. So you've been involved.
Yes, he did change. Yes, 22 years, and then we've been married for 7 years, and it's devastating what has been done. But
is there any was there any at any time any alcohol problem?
Really bad right now, all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Is there any infidelity
alcohol
going on?
Yes, it was. Yes, big time. I just found out about it about 2 and 3 months ago about stuff he did back in 2018 while he was working, and then also in 2015.
Well, he was away. 15 and then 2018. And you know, yeah, and there was lots of people in dating sites too that he worked with. It was it's terrible. And so but this is like, you know, us growing up together, of course we're gonna have episodes like that being young. However, now we're married and that was like a no-no, you know. So now,
I mean, how is he, I mean, what is he saying about the affairs? One,
he's saying,
well, and two, let me just finish my question. What is he, I mean, how is he dealing with alcoholism? So you can answer, it's just a two-part question. So go ahead.
Well, okay. He is not, well, he's trying to, right now he's on a different work schedule, so he's still drinking, but it's not as, like, bad as it has been, but he's still drinking, and he's actually diabetic also. And then also with him dealing with, just you asked what he's dealing with, like how he's feeling, he's like, I feel like I'm dealing with a narcissist a little bit. But at the same time, he wants his family. He was, like, sick when I found out. Like, he just was like, I can't believe I didn't want you to find that out. Before I did find it out, it was like we were good. We were in a great space, you know. And then I just went to check. I knew something was going on. We were, you know, back then. I knew it had to be. So I didn't want to check, but I did. And I found everything, almost everything.
You on the relationship level were in a good space as far as you thinking that there was a commitment and that he was honoring that and you both were on the same page and raising the family. However, he's drinking, so there's something wrong going on, obviously.
Well, prior to him leaving in 2018, we were in a bad space. I didn't know what was going on, you know. It's just, and then he left, and then for 6 months. And when I said he cut up like really bad, it's bad. And I've got pictures and things. But anyway, he wants to have his family. He seems like, you know, he wants his family. You know, but I feel like the way I've been treated up until you know, just doing the process has been like wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're going to counseling.
Yeah.
What can you tell me?
Well, I mean, I think that if he's committed to wanting his family, there's hope for the relationship. And if you're able to get through your anger and disappointment and, you know, him cheating, that there is therapeutic intervention that can help if you have someone that is an effective therapist. I think it's worth trying to save the relationship, but obviously there needs to be criteria that he has to meet in order to save the relationship, like getting into some kind of treatment program, stopping drinking. But I don't know,
yeah,
you may have a different
opinion.
But I think
it's
possible
sort of
to,
like,
save the marriage.
Of course he wants to have his family, but you come into that picture. So if he wants to have his family, he has to have one half to have his whole family. It's sort of like a bridge that wants to be a bridge, but the support of the bridge is impaired. And so it can't hold the cars, but it wants to be a bridge. Well, if he wants to have his family, that includes you. The guy's got some big problems.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some big internal problems. So his drinking.
Like
and
what?
What's that?
Like what? I know his childhood wasn't great, but what
That's
else?
That's what I was
I
just
mean?
Gonna say.
Well, I
was
know.
Just gonna ask about his childhood.
His childhood.
And, you know, I mean,
the way he started drinking, he became an alcoholic. His whole makeup has been impaired from the beginning, from tracing it back, and it's now incorporated into his psyche. This is what parts of his survival and parts of his addiction are to drink and to be with women. It's a disease, and he's got this disease. And this is not going to be easy. You shouldn't accept the fact that if he wants to be in his family, well, who cares? Of course he wants his family. That's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
That the big discovery is about himself and getting better and being healthier so he can embrace his wife as well as his family and not be, as you say, narcissistic and say, well, I want my family, but I want to still be who I am. No. So you're going to have to tackle him by the horns and say, you're going into therapy and you're going to get clean before we even discuss any sort of healthy union in this family, because I'm part of it. And the way you treat your wife is miserable.
Right.
That's what you got to do. So you got to find, I don't know if you have the means to do it, but you might.
Well,
actually,
that's what we're doing. I have an appointment set on Tuesday for us to go, and we went to someone else, but they couldn't relate to us. So, we are going to a man. You know, I thought maybe I can, you know, in the past we've gone to women, so I just thought maybe we went to a man, and his education and is vast. Like, he has a lot of experience, and so with disorder
and you thought
that
would
like
that, maybe be better for your husband, that he
I
would feel
maybe it'll be right. I thought maybe it would, if it was coming from another man, like, hey, you know,
yeah,
you know, it maybe realize something. Something light bulb or something will slick off or cut on or something, you know, that maybe he'll, like, you know. But as far as, I don't have a job right now. I gave up my business to try to help our family be financially stable with trying to get a job. And all this happened when he was away. So I just felt abandoned and things like that. But right now I'm still looking for a job, and it's like, you know, I don't know.
Does he a good money breadwinner? Does he make a good income?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes, he does.
Well, I mean, you're in a little bit of a predicament, because in a sheer divorce, he's going to have to pay support, and that can be messy. Mm-hmm. But before you go into that mess with a divorce, you really have to be strong. Right now you have time to be strong, to make sure that he's doing this therapy. I hope this therapist is good at addiction and he knows how to treat addiction, because that's
right.
Going to be important. And you know, by April he might start to shift in your favor.
I just wanted to add something about the addiction piece. You know, oftentimes it's not recommended that addiction is treated solely by individual therapy. You know, they do recommend there's a group situation. I mean, I'm not necessarily a proponent of AA or that type of organization. However, there is something to be said about being in a situation with others that are going through the same experience as far as addiction is concerned. So
now,
probably something additional to the individual or marriage counseling is appropriate.
There's hope. Your numerical numbers are beautifully matched in some way. There's difficulty in the 11.
I thought you said miracle numbers. I was like,
numerical. You know, that's good. It's worth the fight. It's really worth the fight. But you got to have to be tough. I think in April he may make a shift. He's got to form a personal bond with this therapist. And the therapist has to kind of act like a surrogate father to him, telling him it's not right to drink. It's not right to womanize. And then to treat him accordingly, and to get him to embrace his family. The guy's got a lot of fear problems. He's fear-based. He's running from something in his past. I don't know, maybe emotional abuse, physical, sexual.
She said he had a difficult childhood.
Well,
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out. I did ask, I said, were you, you know, something happened to you? Were you touched as a child? He's like, no. And I'm like, okay.
No.
Well, he didn't know his father. He didn't know his father. I found his father and just try to help him grow as a person. That didn't help, I guess. His mother was on drugs. You know, and his grandmother took care of him for a little while. So I have no idea that can be it alone, but I don't know.
He's got a really bad, he's got a whole, in his past, he's got holes all over the place. He's got problems that develop from it. Was there any asthma to any family member that you know of?
Asthma?
Yeah. Breathing problems.
My son. My son.
What's going on with him?
Hmm.
Your son, what's the nature of his health problem?
He has asthma.
Yeah, and he's overweight a little bit, and but he's actually working on, he's been playing football and things like that to try to get it down, going to the gym. My husband actually is diabetic, and his father was diabetic, and his, you know, it was like genetic. So I'm trying to get my son to, you know, get right.
Well, here's the good part. Psychically, there's hope. Psychically. By April, there may be a shift. Make sure he's staying in the therapy program. Don't do anything rash. Let the therapy work its way through. Just make sure he goes. Keep supporting him and embracing him. Keep telling him that drinking and womanizing is not going to be his answer to life. It's going to actually destroy his family goals. And it's going to become self-destructive. But we'll put out energy for you. And maybe get around April, things are going to turn for the better.
And keep in touch with us. Keep in touch with us and let's know.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is there anything going on with my son or something? Or, you know,
does your son actually have asthma or a breathing problem?
He does.
Yeah.
He does have asthma.
Well, you know, we picked up on that. So we picked up on it, which means it's a validation. It doesn't mean anything's going to happen. It serves as a validation to our presentation to you about what we feel is going on. But don't read into, oh my God, you picked up asthma. Now does that mean? It serves as a validation for our premise. It's not a dead reckoning on your son. We'll put out energy for your son. Your son is obviously having some emotional problems too. Asthma is emotionally based as well. So there's some emotional problems, but I think if your husband stands up and is outright, your son's going to feel better and things are going to get better. So don't worry right now.
Do you feel like I'm going to be disappointed in the future?
That remains to be seen. You have to go through the process. It's not a fixed situation
right.
that he's going to get better. So it just depends on his commitment and your commitment as well. Obviously, you're committed, but he, you know, there's a lot contingent on what he does. So, you know, there are bound to be
disappointments.
It is hopeful, but I mean, there may be disappointments along the way because going through a therapeutic process with an individual that has been unfaithful is likely to bring up disappointments because and feelings and, you know, it's not just going to be smooth sailing, even if the outcome results in you two staying together. So be prepared for a bumpy ride, I would say, but
and a job. Do you see me getting a job soon? That's the last thing. My job. I had an interview yesterday.
Yeah, you're going to be getting a job.
And
you'll be getting
a
job. What job is it?
This one is at. It's a dispute specialist. So I guess that's
the
job title.
With
your credit. Yeah, with your credit. Credit if, like, you know, you owe a company and you want to dispute something, you know.
Yeah,
it's
just
basically a call center. But I had a phone interview yesterday. Hopefully things that has happened and I just got pulled over by the police and I have an issue going on with that. So hopefully everything is, like, you know, my back, you know, I'm just, everything has happened this year.
You're giving more problems to us than
we can call back on Friday.
You call back on Friday because
we got to close the show.
With your police if you have a problem with your license or something.
But you can call us back, Deanna, and we recommend that you follow us. Join us on Facebook. We have a page that you may like for the radio show, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. You can become our friend. Please do because it helps them put out energy for you. Yeah, and call us back on Friday. We're back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Yes. Okay, everyone. Thanks. Bye-bye.
She wants to go out.
I can't help.